Good morning. My name is Andrew Mott, and as Greg mentioned, I'm blessed to have the opportunity to run our high school youth group here. And I wanted to tell you a little story about how me and my wife came about finding Wildwood Presbyterian. So it was around 2006, I think it was the spring of 2006, we were starting to think about starting a family, and we knew that we wanted to find a church we could call our own. So we took a recommendation of a friend and came to WPC on Sears Boulevard and checked it out as a visitor, and we were blown away by the church family there. You know, the pastor couple that we saw, you could tell was something special that first time that you saw them. The cozy and well cared for and well loved church building that was rich in history really appealed to us, and just watching how the members interacted, right? This wasn't, you could tell it wasn't a church where people just come to go to church and then leave and go on with their lives, but it was really a community, right? Where people came together, and when church let out, you know, you're lucky if you could fight through all the people standing around talking just to get wherever you're trying to go, and that was something that we were interested in. So we left that day, and we visited a few more times in our quest to find a church, and we joined we attended the Inquirer's class as well, and honestly, our secret is that we didn't go to any other churches. We just came to this one. And although we, you know, put up our defenses and would tell people, oh yeah, we're looking for churches, we knew after that first visit that we were set. In fact, we got in the car that first day and were driving home talking about just how excited we were and why do we have to bother looking anywhere else if this is where we want to be. And talk about a classic impulse move, right? You know, we're not exactly doing our due diligence of looking around, but we didn't feel we have to. And I'm sure that if any of you are like me, you've had those impulse buys or whatever that didn't turn out so well. You know, the as seen on TV gadget that doesn't work like it's supposed to, or the, you know, that hat you picked up at the mall that looked so cool in the store, but really just your wife may laugh at you when you put it on. Anyways, so ever since we joined, we've had continuous affirmations of our choice. As the years have gone on here at WPC, I want to share a couple of those with you. One of them, a big moment in our lives, was when our pregnancy with our first child came to an end, unfortunately, way too prematurely. And we were new members. We just joined a couple of months ago. And we knew that we wanted some pastoral coverage, I guess, at that time. So we picked up the phone and we called and spoke with Greg, and we didn't even know if Greg or Kathy knew who we were, if they'd recognize us, if they'd know our names when we said when I said who I was on the phone. But that same day, within a couple of hours, Greg was at the hospital. We were supported by Kathy and Greg. We had visits every day. Greg even performed an impromptu baptism right there for us, and boy, were we glad we made that choice. We've also had that choice affirmed when my youngest daughter was playing Jesus up here on this stage, her first Christmas in the Christmas pageant. We've had it confirmed when we had both of our daughters as well, and the outpouring of support and mostly food, which I'm a big fan of, at our house with people that we knew and people we didn't even know from the church stopping by and dropping off stuff to help us get through, as many of you know, some sleepless nights and long days, but good ones, that's for sure. It's affirmed every time I get together with our high school youth group, Wildfire. You know, on one hand, it's a great precursor to what an incredible Christian education my kids are seeing and are going to see through the years. And also, it's just a good reminder that we're in pretty good shape for the future, both at this church and in general for the world, if our high school kids are anything to look at for that. As well as the advisors that I get to hang out with and call friends. And finally, it's affirmed just pretty much every Sunday when you walk out of the sanctuary and you see everybody just like they were that first time we were here, talking, laughing, enjoying each other's company, and having people walk up to us, whether we know you or we don't, and say things like, "We love watching your kids grow up," or, you know, "Thank you for doing whatever it is you've done at the church." And it really shows that we have stake in one another, right? We're not just a bunch of individuals that happen to show up at this church on a weekly basis, or even more often than a weekly basis, but we really are connected. I was talking with my wife, Nakia, about what I was going to say here today, and she said to me, what I love about this church is the way that everybody kind of huddles around those who need it, right? Whether it's a good time or a bad time, or just in the general activities that go on here at the church. It happens over and over, and you can see it, and she's right on. So here we have tragedy, we have celebration, we have things like extra care, fundraising events where we look for support, including the silent auction that happens on November 20th, so make sure that you check that out. Christian education, all those things, we all come together and really support each other. So we may not always all see eye to eye. We're certainly not all the same people. But we do have a stake in one another, and we see that on a daily basis. And we are always there for each other, huddling up just like a family. In fact, we are a family, taking care of each other and letting God in. And this church, whether it's on Sears Boulevard or right here, is our home. It's not just a building, but it's our home. So we knew that we saw something special that first time we came to Wildwood Presbyterian. And it was our faith and our hope that just brought us in and drove us to become members. We may not have known at the time what we were getting into, but we ended up with a family.
Thank you, Robin and Candy and Andrew, for sharing how God has richly provided for you in your life and for encouraging us all to take hold of the life that really is life. And let all God's people say, Amen.